It's not that Chrysler wants to pay but doesn't have the money. It's that attorneys for the carmaker believe Indiana bankruptcy law absolves them from paying about $12 million in property taxes owed to the county, about half of which would go into city coffers.
Under Indiana's property tax laws, and especially concerning bankruptcy, they feel there is no obligation on their part. That's probably been more so. They've talked a little bit about the hardships that the companies went through and some of that, but I think more of it is probably the legal stance that there's no obligation.
That's Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight, who says he hopes to replace a canceled meeting with Chrysler representatives with face-to-face contact by the end of the week.
We're having discussions with them over the phone, pulling numbers and some of those things. You know, I'm confident there will be some partial payment of those taxes. To hit a percentage, whether it be 50% or 60% or 40%, I don't really know. So I don't think we're going to not get any type of payment.
The nearly $6 million Chrysler owed the city before declaring bankruptcy has already been factored into preliminary cost proposals from the mayor's office and represents more than 10% of the city's entire budget. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.